This video is for educational purposes only. In 1923, the Mustache Man incited an insurrection against the German government. He was tried. He was given a slap on the wrist. Despite being a convicted felon, he was treated charitably by the judge. He went on to claim political persecution and even successfully portrayed himself as the victim of the corrupt Social Democrats. The Mustache Man cleverly positioned himself as the voice of the common man. He railed against the elites, cultural degeneracy, and the establishment, labeling everybody who was against him as Marxist. He claimed that it was the education system that was indoctrinating the children of Germany and that he was going to return Germany to greatness. To solidify his base, he scapegoated minorities, creating the us versus them narrative. He appointed German oligarchs as his economic advisors, and he proceeded to privatize government-run utilities, solidifying support from the economic elite. With the working-class people divided along cultural and ethnic lines, his party shut down unions and abolished strikes. Progressives and trade unionists were imprisoned and sent to concentration camps. And as a result, corporate profits skyrocketed while the working class lived paycheck to paycheck. The Mustache Man became a billionaire while in office, and he and his oligarchs knew they could get away with it as long as they continued to have an enemy within. He removed birthright citizenship for the Jewish people that were in Germany. He started rounding them up by saying that they were there illegally. And he would often highlight violence by Jews to portray this image of them being a danger to the people of Germany. Although these instances were rare, he made it sound like it was a common occurrence. He wasted absolutely no time dismantling democratic institutions. Any media or opponents that went against him, they were often silenced and labeled as Marxists. The regime collected all the books that they labeled as promoting degeneracy or in today's day, woke, and they burned them in large bonfires. Prior to his rise, Berlin had a thriving LGBTQ community, and they even had their first transgender clinic. But when he came into power, they too were sent to concentration camps. He once proclaimed that a woman's world is her husband, her family, her children, her house. He saw German manhood being under threat by independent women, or in today, the masculinity of these alpha red pill guys thinking that feminism is a threat to their existence. Unfortunately for the German people, they didn't have a similar historical parallel to look upon as a warning. We do. You've been warned.